Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on the attacks by the United States and indeed the State of Israel on the Islamic Republic of Iran last month, about 12 days, and now there appears to be an unofficial truce. And so the United States and Iran have discreetly reopened negotiations. I don't know if the talks are going on face to face. Now, why are they doing that? Why are they trying to keep it quiet? Because it's a bit of a come down, because Trump was going to just blow them out of the water. It's going to be capitulation. Well, that's not going to happen. On the other hand, it does seem feeble from the Iranian government to be doing this. And of course, they got a few headbangers saying, "No, no talks. We have to strike back." And obviously, the Iranian government knows they don't have the military capability to inflict significant losses on the United States. So they don't want to provoke yet more retaliation. Best thing that they can do for themselves is to de-escalate the conflict. And this talk about toppling the regime doesn't seem to be any sign of that happening. No mass demonstrations. Are there any demonstrations whatsoever? There's some of the Iranian government will presumably be saying this happened because we do not have a nuclear bomb. The United States doesn't dare do this to North Korea, despite North Korea, firing over the border into South Korea, sinking South Korean ships, sending troops to fight in Ukraine on Russia's side, sponsoring terrorism around the world, stealing money out of banks with cyber hacks, and printing counterfeit dollars because they've got nukes. And they won't ever do anything against China. They'd never cross the border into Russia. And nuclear powers, they just won't take them on. And Gaddafi's mistake was to dismantle his nuclear weapons program in 2003 in the wake of the Iraq war, led to him being overthrown and killed 8 years later. Ukraine's mistake was to give away their nuclear weapons for free to Russia in return for security guarantees. And you can see what happened to those security guarantees. The nuclear weapons state will not be invaded. Remember, we know that Iran was definitely not trying to build a nuclear bomb and had nowhere near enough enriched uranium because of the Iran deal negotiated under Barack Obama, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the worst deal in history, according to Trump. Trump, who then extended it twice, and there were very stringent conditions, and there were inspections by the United Nations, and the United States Congress voted to accept this, that they knew that this is being done properly. We have verified they are not trying to build a nuclear bomb. And then Trump, he unilaterally ripped up the deal. The Iranians said, "Fine, we're going to enrich more uranium beyond the level that we agreed to keep it down to. We're not going to adhere to the deal if you're not going to adhere to it." And they might now have concluded the only way to stop further attacks is to go all out for a nuclear bomb, which is whatever it takes. So if Iran ever does have a nuclear bomb, we've got Trump to thank for that. Because if it weren't for him, they definitely would never have one. And these attacks have failed. And remember, Trump, as usual, lying, saying totally and utterly obliterated the nuclear program. Well, that's definitely not the case. The United States' own intelligence community assessed that it wasn't destroyed. And by the way, Iran was not trying to develop a nuclear bomb even earlier this year. Not my words. Take Tulsi Gabbard. Take Trump's own national security advisor. And that's what she said in her sworn testimony at confirmation hearings before the US Senate. And presumably Trump agreed with her because she's the one whom he chose. And if he didn't agree with her, he could have picked somebody else who says no, that they are or something, or at least be agnostic on the issue, and so on. So it has failed to destroy the Iran's nuclear program. A nuclear program can be a civilian nuclear program to generate electricity. So the Defense Intelligence Agency of the United States, they wrote a report in which they said the strikes failed to destroy key components. Remember, it hit targets at three different locations in Iran: Isfahan, the old imperial capital, Natanz, and Fordo. The Iranians, being smart enough to have it in several different sites, they didn't have all their eggs in one basket. They think that because there was notice these strikes are probably coming, they removed a lot of the materials by truck to goodness knows where. So you'd have to strike so many locations at the same time. And obviously, the United States doesn't want their planes destroyed, sometimes as missiles, or their pilots shot down, who then can be hostages. How do you get them out? What do you have to agree to get them out? Do you have to pay loads of money? Do you have to release some Palestinians or whatever? And so it goes on. So it says that these strikes only delayed the next stage by a few months. Now, obviously, one thing is the DIA said this is low confidence. Because in intelligence matters, you seldom have absolute certainty. Is a DI correct? I don't know. But I remember this Franklin's Law by one of my history beaks said, and I can't remember quite phrasing it, but like, a source's reliability is inversely proportional to the extent to which its producer's reputation relied upon it. Okay, so the people producing it, what was going to be good for their reputation was simply to tell the truth. They didn't have an incentive to make the strike seem more successful than they really were, or less successful than they really were. Trump's completely unreliable because when he's producing a source, a statement about the success of these military strikes, what matters for his reputation is to overstate how successful that they were. Do you see what I mean? Things that people produce in private, that's what they really think. Just telling the unvarnished truth, not being swayed politically, without fear, without favor, being objective about it, and not his usual sort of sales pitch, lying, and so on. So it's Maxar satellite imagery, and so that there was some damage, it wasn't collapsed, and so on. You could look at what was going on with construction equipment. The Institute for Science and International Technology, they used the satellite imagery and said, yeah, there was major damage, but it hasn't destroyed it. And it's got plenty of enriched uranium, some over 60%. It's got its centrifuges, they're still intact, and so on. Some of the facilities are deeply buried, that the scientists are mostly alive, and so on. And lots of the infrastructure hasn't been damaged at all. Now, the Pentagon, under a guy called Sean Parnell, or Parnell, I'm totally not how to pronounce it, says it's been degraded by 2 years at most. And the director of the CIA, he said the metal conversion facility Isfahan was hit and it caused major damage. But he said, is some of the enriched material still under the rubble? He said, maybe, and so on. So, director of the International Atomic Energy Authority, Raphael Grossi, in Italian, and he said that Iran might getting back to Richmond in a few months. And he says they don't know where the uranium stocks are. The IAEA knew where it was beforehand when all these extensive inspections were going ahead, but the United States ripped up the deal. So the US has made it way worse for themselves and Israel. So some American politicians, admittedly Democrats, these senators, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and Chris Murphy, has says that there's no evidence that the program was destroyed. I mean, there's evidence it was damaged, but destroyed is a different thing, and so on. So there were these bunker buster strikes, but that only works if the things you want to destroy were in their bunkers and weren't removed. And sometimes they say, well, they buried the infrastructure, didn't actually destroy it. And probably there's been a bit of, estate agents speak about bunker busters, and they're not quite as potent as we're led to believe. So that is yet another failure for the Trump regime. He's being a blowhard. It's all about, bombast and not bomb blast and not effective military strikes. It was just to suck up to Netanyahu, but displease the MAGA base. Is he going to do it again? I don't think so, because the results have been much less than the public was told they were going to be. There's been some pushback. He'd like to end this, doesn't want high oil and gas prices. And, the MAGA base says we are not getting into another war in the Middle East. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.